With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a four-day truce. Among other things, it calls for the release of 50 hostages, primarily women and children being held by Hamas, and 150 Palestinians detained by Israel.
The announcements capped weeks of indirect Qatari-led negotiations between Israel and Hamas. The US and Egypt were also involved in stop-and-go talks to free some of the roughly 240 hostages. President Joe Biden has welcomed the deal, saying Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has committed to supporting an extended pause to make sure that the hostages are released and humanitarian aid can be sent to Gaza. Qatar's Prime Minister and top diplomat, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman, adds he hopes the deal would eventually lead to a permanent ceasefire and serious talks on resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I'm Charles Tillodesma.
Retaliating for attacks on American forces earlier this week, the U.S. has carried out airstrikes on a couple of targets in Iraq, facilities said to be used by Iran and its proxies. There is some skepticism in the West about North Korea's claim to have successfully launched a spy satellite. And in response to Pyongyang's claim, South Korea says it will resume frontline aerial surveillance of North Korea. Also at SRNnews.com, thought to be the result of a drug deal gone bad, a shooting in Philadelphia has left two people dead, five others wounded. It happened last night. Police say they found five guns at the scene, along with money and narcotics. ChatGPT maker OpenAI has rehired Sam Altman, the CEO it fired just last week. The firing prompted almost all of the startup's 770 employees to threaten to quit. On Wall Street this morning, stocks trading modestly higher. This is SRN News. Support for abortion in this country is soaring.
According to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll, 55% of respondents say a woman should be able to get an abortion for any reason, no questions asked. That's one of the highest levels since analysts started asking the question back in the 1970s. Democrats are the most pro-abortion. 77% support the procedure for any reason. The survey also reveals that 86% of Americans want access to abortion in cases of rape or incest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two teen girls living as boys are suing the University of Missouri over its decision to stop providing sex change operations for minors. The federal lawsuit alleges that the university hospital is discriminating against the teens based on their diagnosis of gender dysphoria. The medical center has stopped providing the operations because of a new state law. It bars anyone under 18 from undergoing irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. A Maryland handgun law has been struck down.
By a 2-1 vote, judges on the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals have found that the requirements for Maryland's handgun licensing law are unconstitutionally restrictive. The law, passed in 2013, lays out a series of steps for would-be gun owners. They include completing 4 hours of safety training, submitting fingerprints, passing a background check, being 21, and residing in Maryland. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, a Democrat, says he's disappointed in the circuit court's ruling and will continue fighting for the law. He says his administration is reviewing the ruling and considering its options. I'm Mike Hempen.
A very busy day at the airport. Roughly 695 flight delays reported so far today, with 45 cancellations, according to FlightAware.com. More details, SRNnews.com.